awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
There are mics.
They're back. Everything's messed up.
Woo! I was like screaming.
Saw that.
To no avail.
Nobody knew it.
I mean, you knew it.
I could hear it. I didn't even believe in it.
You were my screamy friend.
Scream. Scream.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Wednesday.
What is that?
Funny picture. Funny pictures. This one?
Sorry, no, that threw me way off.
That's creepy.
Oh, good morning. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve O. Mateo.
Hey.
Hanging out with you. Oh, I'm so excited for today. I couldn't be more excited for what is coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Is it a good one?
Comics Corner.
I got to read that one.
Yeah.
I read some good ones, too.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got that, of course, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. We've got Aaron Hunter.
Yeah.
Our boy from Legacy Church.
Woo! Aaron.
He's going to be coming in, talking about an event coming up real soon.
That's right.
In the Albuquerque area. So, I'm excited. We got a good show today, dude.
Yeah, we do.
What'd you do last night?
We always have a good show. I watched that 300 sequel.
You watched that 300 sequel?
Yeah, I did.
Was it good?
No.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't good. It was like... I like the way that it...
It's because you watched it without me.
No, it's because you went to your basketball game.
I did go to basketball.
It ties into the first one.
Uh-huh.
And in a neat way. No, in a neat way, but it's not that great. It's kind of the same movie.
Oh.
Except it takes
with
place
the
on
less
ships.
Good cast?
Yeah.
Was it the cast okay?
Yeah. There were some people left over from the first movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
I don't even remember the first
one. Right.
Movie.
I remembered it as so I was long. Watching it, and it was kind of like,
Okay.
But I didn't care about it when it came out.
Right.
I rented that, and Grand Budapest Hotel. I haven't watched that yet.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hope.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good one.
It is Wednesday, 6:15. Hope you're getting up, getting ready for your day. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700. If you'd like to request a song, hang out with us, or just hear the soothing sounds of Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yes, this is Matthew
Whoa!
From Albuquerque.
Knew it.
Matthew.
How's it going?
You've been very consistent lately.
You have.
I think you need to be awarded.
When you're not consistent, I'm going to feel like an idiot someday when I go, Matthew from Albuquerque, and some dude goes, nope.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's me. It's Lowe's guy. I'm back from the dead.
Well, guys, I can tell you the only times I don't call into the radio is when I'm on a vacation, I'm not getting up for school, or I either woke up a little bit too late.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and I'm up right now, guys, for the summer. For those of you who are just listening in for the first time today, I've been working with Hawks football all summer long as a football manager, so I've been having to get up early, just go with them to their workouts in the mornings, and their 7-on-7s, and other stuff like that.
Mm. You're getting it, man. You are now, you just connected with the audience in a new way and said, hey, audience,
yeah.
I don't know if this is your first time hearing me. Like, you're going for it.
You are.
You're learning the ways of radio.
And then for the first people out there now listening to me, you guys can always contact me at mattfromabq@gmail.com. Send me a fan email, and I will respond to you guys. That is my direct fan email. There's also the website, sites.google.com/site/Matthew from ABQ.
Hmm.
There's some other information there. Hawks football schedules will be uploaded as soon as I can get them from my coach. Winter ball, homecoming pictures from my dances are always going up on the site 48 hours after the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Dance information goes up as soon as I get the information from the activities director.
Yeah.
And so on and so on.
Well, I have a question for you. Maybe there's other first-time listeners out there, and they don't know what football is. Maybe you could explain that a little bit.
Well, guys, for those you do not know what football is, basically it's a sport we play here in America with like a pick. They used to make these balls out of pigskin, another like harder rubber. Yes, really, the thing to do is to, you know, search on like Google,
yeah,
type in like football, and it'll give you a history of football.
Why do they now need Google when they got you?
Yeah, they got Yugle.
Yugle.
Yep. Oh, guys, yeah. Well, I'll try to explain to you guys football the best of my abilities. Other than that, I'll try to get you some information from the web if you're unable to look it up.
Okay. You go.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, I forgot to ask you, how's Brody doing?
Brody's amazing. Got to hang out with him last night. We took all the boys to see my lovely bride play some b-ball. She plays basketball.
B-ball.
So Christy's playing baseball?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah, she's playing basketball.
Ooh, nice. That's cool.
Yeah. So went and watched her game. Got to hang out. He enjoyed it. He did not, however, enjoy the thunder and lightning.
Ooh,
he
a storm. He
puts his hands over his ears.
Yeah, it was crazy last night, guys. I was at a Volcano Vista from, about 5 o'clock until 7. I was at a 7-on-7. It was the junior varsity division versus the freshman C team division.
Uh-huh.
They were all for Volcano, and we were doing it at my school. So I was there for, 2 hours last night, pretty much, with the newest manager to our team, Kayla, and her friend that wanted to manage, too. So I was kind of giving them a little bit of the training since the other managers didn't show up for it, so...
What a bunch of jerks.
But, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that big of an event that we needed all of them there at the same time, so 3 people could manage it just for the 7-on-7 event. But usually we have a total of... There's now 7 managers. There's me, Michaela Gonzalez, Michaela Sarson, Megan Senya, and then now Kayla Lewandowski, I think that's what her last name is.
That's quite the last name.
That is. Hey, what do you want to hear?
What do you want to hear from music?
Let's see. This morning, guys, do you have anything new?
No, we never play new music.
We don't do new music. Oh, wait. Yes, we do every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. We premiered 13 brand new songs yesterday.
Yep, we do it every Tuesday at 8
a.m. What I meant by new guys is basically, do you guys have any new songs, like, from the new Amarillo album, like the Farewell one they sent out?
Here's some good news that you're going to want to know. Seriously, you could put this on your website and tell everybody.
Sure.
There's this girl who does a show from 10 to 3 p.m., on Static Radio. Her name is Mitch.
Mitch.
She has a show called Middays with Mitch.
Yes.
And at noon today, she's going to be doing that album in its entirety. You're going to hear the entire record cover to cover.
Cool.
I know.
So, since you can't hear that this morning, I'm going to have you guys just put a song from Amberlynn from one of their older albums. And this is going out to one of my friends that's also a good friend, one of the people I work at Sagebrush Community Church. Maddie Chase.
Shout
out. Good morning, Maddie. Have a good day. Enjoy the song I've requested for you. And
I love you.
God bless.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye. We'll talk to you later.
Bye bye.
All right. What do we want to do? That was like the kind of first that we. Both of them for the new record.
I don't know.
You pick.
This one.
That one? Okay. So I'll delete that one.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, let's just play them in a row.
Let's just play them.
Both of them in a row.
Coming up at noon, Lowborn, brand new Amberlynn record, cover to cover with Mitch right now from said record. It's from Matthew from Albuquerque on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Awesome Morning Party, making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist, a little more awesomest.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. Dateline, July 23rd, 2014.
Boom.
The end of time is near.
Oh, no. Dude. Did you see that 2 fighter jets were shot down over the Ukraine late last night?
No.
Breaking news at like 3 a.m. on my phone.
What?
I don't know. You said end of the world or something, and I just, reminded me. Because Delta not servicing flights to Israel anymore. It's like hotspot danger zone.
Highway to the danger zone.
I'm just saying.
I know. $46 billion is the number of the day. That's estimated spending in dollars by students and parents on back-to-school college necessities.
Wow.
$46 billion.
Whoa.
Those books are expensive. But you gotta think like bedding, microwaves, mini-fridges, gadgets, etc. getting the kids out of jail when they make bad decisions.
Yeah, you know.
The UK has opened an investigation into whether the Russian government ordered the murder of a former KGB agent who was poisoned at a London hotel.
Whoa!
Like Steve-O said, there were a couple of planes late last night shot down. And Israel, all flights to there and from there have been canceled.
By Delta.
Indefinitely.
Okay. How ironic would it be if... I'm not, like, into the world crazy right now.
But why are you putting that helmet on?
How?
What are you doing?
How ironic would it be if the rapture happened and then left behind in theaters with Nick Cage?
I would be really upset that I didn't get to see it.
Oh, I'm not making light. It's just, there's a lot going on right now.
There is a lot going on.
It seems crazy, and I know anytime anything happens with Israel, anytime anything happens in the Middle East, it's like, dude, rapture, this is it, this is the end. But, like, I don't know, I woke up early this morning and for some reason thought about the Nick Cage movie. I was like, dude, that'd be crazy. That'd be pretty ironical.
Gosh. Yeah, there's a lot going on, everybody.
Yeah.
Two military jets shot down in Ukraine.
Yeah.
They've started finding the social media posts from those people that were on that flight that got shot down.
No
way.
Malaysian.
Yeah. It's real sad. There was one post with this, like, son and his mom, and they were going on, like, the vacation, mama-son vacation, and they took a selfie before the plane lifted off. And
oh.
Just real weird stuff. It's always very sobering.
Yeah.
When something like that happens. So pray for everybody out there.
Yeah.
On to lighter fare. Scientists report that in Canada, they've discovered a huge grizzly bear feeding ground. If that ain't signs of the end of the world, I don't know what is.
Yeah, they found it. It's called Canada.
Canada. Grizzly bears live inside of you, and they want to eat Doug. But don't worry, Doug. I'll protect you forever, because I love you like a friend.
Wait, what?
What? It's our friendship song. It's the fourth verse.
Oh, man.
It's okay. Five hotels in Paris are experimenting with a pay-whatever-you-want policy.
Huh.
They say that they're confident that people will pay in accord with the quality of service they receive. Awesome. That will never happen in America.
Mm-mm.
Never.
Mm-mm.
Because even the hotels are named, like, Quality Inn.
Right.
You know. But, I mean, come on. Come on!
But is it?
Is it?
Is it?
Maybe to the cockroaches running around! No offense to all you hotel managers out there listening. I know there's a bunch of you. We've got a big old segment of people listening.
Just a network of
just a network.
Hotel managers.
It's a movement. A movement here at Static. Just hotel people. Right now, they're really disappointed.
Yeah.
Beginning in late August, FXX will air a 12-day, 24-hour marathon of all 500-plus episodes of The Simpsons in chronological order. 500-plus. 500, Doug. You gonna watch that whole thing? He is.
He's not gonna sleep for a couple weeks.
He's not. He don't sleep anyway. Look at that guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Doug had a rough day. Doug, will you turn your mic on and tell everybody your breaking news? He had a rough morning already.
This morning?
This morning.
Oh, no.
He's got a story, and I think it needs to be shared right now.
What was your story, buddy?
So I was driving up Osuna,
uh-huh.
Right here, right before you get to Edith,
uh-huh.
And there's a taxi in the lane to my right, I'd say about 50 feet ahead of me, just slams on the brakes all of a sudden. I'm like, that's weird. And then out from in front of that taxi steps a dog. And he just steps into my lane and just stares at me. And luckily, I hit the brakes. And luckily, the taxi was far enough over to the sidewalk that I hit the brakes and I swerved. And I'm pretty sure I nipped this dog's chin. But the whole time right before, I'm like, if I hit this dog, my day's over.
Yeah.
Over. I'm going home, going back to bed.
You hit Sweet Chin Music on that dog?
I didn't. I'm pretty sure it, like, grazed his whiskers.
Oh.
I was so close.
There is nothing worse than hitting an animal.
How is that terrible news, though? That's like good news that you didn't hit the dog.
He had a shocking morning.
That's weird because, okay, this morning, two different rabbits up on the west side. Maybe it's the rain bringing out the crazy animals.
Or the rapture.
I swerved. That's true.
It's either the rain or the rapture, Lord.
They can smell it.
Yep. They smell it.
Dude, two times I had to swerve. One time I almost ran off the road on Paseo because of stupid rabbits. I say we just hit him next time.
I hit some guy on the way to work.
Oh, okay.
I just left him. I thought I could pull over, but I'll be late.
But you'll have the traffic report coming up here in a couple minutes, so it's okay.
Will I?
So it's okay.
Or will I skip that?
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible.
I didn't hit anybody.
Obviously.
I hope people know that.
Oh,
if I did, I wouldn't say it out loud. Or maybe I would say it out loud and then say I wouldn't say it out loud so everybody would be confused.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Buddy. Good job.
Proud of him.
We'll talk to him soon.
A well-respected Brooklyn high school principal was arrested for trying to smuggle drugs into a prison for an inmate she was visiting. Not well-respected anymore, are you, Miss Lady? The town marshal of Millersburg, Indiana, was arrested. Whoa. For repeatedly stealing his future daughter-in-law's underwear.
Whoa.
He admits he has a problem.
Okay.
That's strange.
That's weird.
Strange news out of Millersburg, Indiana.
Yeah.
It is Indiana. You know what other towns in Indiana?
Bend.
Muncie. And Erie, Indiana. Doug, Erie, Indiana. Oh! It was a show.
Is there a Bend, Indiana?
Yeah, there is a Bend.
Okay.
Bend.
It's not... Okay.
Bend. Bend.
Bendiana.
There's a Bend. Bend, Indiana. It's out there. Justin Bieber's new neighbors have been receiving training in how to make illegal citizens arrest.
Okay. That's amazing.
That's wonderful.
Like, hey man, Bieber's your neighbor. You guys might as well understand how to make a citizen's
arrest. There's like a neighborhood watch. There's a guy and he's like, hey, you're new. We have a support group every Thursday night at my house. Just come on over, barbecue, bring whatever you want. We also offer citizen's arrest training. Carl, three houses down, he's a cop, but he's usually not home, so he thought this would be a good way. I'm really sorry. I know you guys got a good deal, but...
Bieber's our neighbor.
Look, we'll help you paint when he eggs the house. We've got... There's another support group. We'll help you guys out. Have you seen that creepy viral video of the four cobras guarding a human baby? No, I have not. Doug is gone. Maybe.
We have got to find that.
That sounds horrible and weird. The London hotel bar, The Artesian, has been named the world's best for the second consecutive year, winning the prestigious title during a competition held in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
It's pretty cool.
How do you... Okay.
They must have, like, connoisseurs and people that's what they do. I have a buddy in Columbus, Ohio that actually writes the menus for a few of the bars there.
Mm-hmm.
And he... Dude... That dude's gone to, like, school, like, bartender school, and I can't even... It's crazy, because when you hear it, everybody's like, oh, yeah, bartender, whatever. This dude knows everything.
Right.
He knows where the drinks came from, why they made those drinks, why they combined those flavors, what it's, like, what's supposed to happen, and he knows the history.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most interesting things. Because a lot of these, like, the things happened during Prohibition, and they were in reaction to, like, government and, you know, society, and it's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
It's all crazy.
And he's like, started getting articles published in magazines, and he's legit. Chris Manus.
Boom.
I miss you, buddy.
ITT Tech.
Hey.
Hey, listen, what happens when a lady is pregnant?
She gets bigger.
She gets this run at the doctor.
Oh.
What is it?
She gets what?
It's a test run at the doctor. What is it called?
The P test.
An
to make sure she's pregnant. Ultrasound.
Ultrasound. And normally we associate this with pregnant ladies.
Yeah.
Mount St. Helens got an ultrasound Tuesday night.
Okay.
Researchers from a conglomerate of universities spent the weekend placing 3,500 seismic sensors and were planning to set off 23 explosions last night and today to study their effects. The explosions.
Then they found out she was pregnant.
No. The explosions are being carried out in garbage dumps, gravel pits, and other already disturbed areas on the mountains. The sensors are measuring the resulting seismic waves in much the same way that a CAT scan would. A few final detonations are planned for July 30th. And actually, Washington State residents who live in the area probably won't notice anything.
Wow.
Researchers say the boreholes are so far underground, 80 feet deep, and the magnitude of the vibrations will be so weak, they don't believe anyone will hear or feel a thing.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If Mount St. Helens blows up again, it's going to be bad news bears.
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad.
Because when that happened, it was a big deal.
Well, the good news is this is usually how the movie starts. A group of scientists are like, hey, we're just going to test the seismic activity of the Gokakabakabakaga.
Yeah.
And then they put all the bomb stuff there, and then little do they know, they awake Godzilla.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Godzilla lives here.
Yeah.
He moved from Japan. He's an international superstar. Doug and I met him when we went to our journey to the Hollow Earth.
Ugh.
And he was fantastic.
Well, just so everybody knows, we warned you. Now all Mount St. Helens is breaking loose.
We tried to tell you guys, and you guys are stupid.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't listen. You're not stupid. Oh, dude, I had a friend that lives in New York City post about this on Twitter. She was freaking out yesterday. The NYPD can say that for sure, New York City is not surrendering, but no one's sure yet how or why two white flags replaced American flags on top of the Brooklyn Bridge Tuesday morning. She saw it like, she was like, why are there two white flags on the Brooklyn Bridge? And then a few minutes later posted something that it said, authorities alerted to two white, she was like, what's happening?
Whoa.
Weird. After social media started pulsing with pictures of the mysterious banners, the NYPD's emergency service unit headed over with counterterrorism and crime scene experts to figure out what was going on. Officers scaled the bridge and the white flags were taken down around 11 a.m. I guess they don't know what happened.
Huh.
Interesting.
That is.
And kind of scary with all the stuff going on.
Yeah.
One final little story, because we got to do some traffic. Dan Jansen. He's got an interesting diet.
Okay.
He's eaten pizza every day for the last 25 years.
Nope.
The diabetic woodworker from Maryland says that most of his doctors are fine with his diet, except for his endocrinologist. The others have told him, keep doing what you're doing. And his cholesterol is fine. His fiancée, Madeline, accompanies him to see his food therapist regarding his issues with food. She has also attempted to get him to eat other foods, like putting vegetables onto his pizza, but he will not do it. He says he does eat other types of food, but mostly it's cheese pizza at every meal.
Ugh.
He says he used to eat regular food, like every normal American family, but when he was 15 or 16, he made the decision to become a vegetarian based on ethical reasoning. The story of Jansen went global earlier this year, but now there's a short documentary about his obsession with cheese pizza. Which is it Jack that only eats cheese pizza?
I think so. Yes.
Future. There's your future.
Ugh.
There's your future. Let's look at traffic.
All right, fine. Oh
my gosh. I just found a ridiculous story.
Yes!
That I should have talked about.
That's good!
Guys, there's nothing going on in traffic right now. However, a woman in Fort Wayne, Indiana, told police that she let God drive her car. Apparently, God wasn't aware of this because the car ran down a motorcyclist. 47-year-old man was left with serious injuries but will recover. Thankfully, nobody's doing that in Albuquerque right now because the traffic map looks clean.
That's good.
There's construction at I-25 in Paseo, so be careful around there. I had to drive really slow because the construction workers are getting close to the...
Yeah, they are.
So be careful if you're turning onto Jackson.
Jefferson,
sorry. Go slow. Just go slow.
Yeah.
That's your look at traffic.
Because it's time to talk to Doug about birthdays.
Birthdays and Doug.
I hope that lady was listening to Jesus Take the Wheel by Carrie Underwood.
No.
Me too. I like it when people listen to country songs and take them literally.
Ugh.
Like I should have been a cowboy?
Oh my gosh. I woke up with that in my head. And
Are you serious?
I was telling Doug. I was so mad. Hey, Doug, there's some creeper guy outside your window.
Yep.
Just fans. We got fans like Good Morning America. Hey,
this is really happening.
If you
guys
weren't
being funny, there's a dude outside your window.
Listen, everybody. If you guys want to come up here and stand outside our windows like Good Morning America, we'll like pull the webcam
That's
down.
That's weird.
No, it's awesome. They'll go, yeah!
Yeah, bring signs.
We had a monkey do that one time. Anyway, I woke up with Should Have Been a Cowboy in my head and was started literally analyzing the song and got really upset. I was like, Toby Keith, you're a freaking moron. You're a moron. What are you talking about? You should have been a cowboy. This is 1994 when this song came out. I don't know when it came out. Okay, sorry, Doug.
All right. Today is July 23rd, 2014, day 205. There are 161 days remaining. First up this morning, radio personality. He's an old man. He's once said some really racist things.
Imus, Don Imus.
Yes.
What'd he say?
I don't remember, but it was really racist.
Yeah.
I really don't remember. He's like 70.
74.
He is 74 years old.
Yeah,
nicely done. You're from Mississippi. You guys are all racist.
That's
good job.
Probably the connection.
Guys, that's how you know him.
I could feel it in my spirit. Jesus, take the wheel.
Not literally.
Next up.
Go ahead.
One of the founding members of Destiny's Child.
Beyonce.
No.
Michelle.
Yes.
Okay.
Michelle Williams.
There were other people.
Here's the honest truth. The only reason I know this is because our midday girl, Mitch, her name is Michelle.
Yes.
Her husband's name is Kelly.
Yes. Oh, Kelly was Roland, the other one.
The other one from Destiny's Child. So they said if they ever had a kid, they have to name it Beyonce because then the three of them will make up Destiny's Child. And I thought it was one of the funniest things I ever heard. So there you go. Thanks to Mitch and Kelly for having a weird name relationship so that I could know the members of Destiny's Child.
One of them's married to Roy Williams.
Yeah.
I don't know
which
if it's Kelly or Michelle.
I don't remember.
It would make sense if it was Michelle because their last name's Williams.
There you go. So it's probably Michelle Williams.
Yeah.
Good grief.
There you go.
Michelle
Boom!
Williams was also the star of Dawson's Creek.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was the one that was married to Heath Ledger.
Different one. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I feel like she's got to be 30...
37.
Four? Okay. I'm going to say 34.
34 is correct.
Yeah! Cool!
74 and 34. I know this. This
ER.
Is, yes.
Noah Wiley.
No, he was in...
Anthony Edwards.
He played Daryl in the 1988 comedy Coming to America. And Dr. Peter Benton...
Oh, dang it!
Oh.
He was the Jerry Curl dude. He was the Soul Glow guy.
Oh.
Just lend your Soul Glow... Oh, wait. Eric. Eric.
Cartman.
No, not Eric Cartman.
Carmen.
Eric.
Eric.
Eric!
Eric Sorry. Von Struttenstein.
No, what is his name? Eric... I give up.
LaSalle.
Eric LaSalle!
Eric LaSalle! So,
his character, Dr. Peter Benton, was actually inspired by Peter Benson.
Yep, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Those are all bad.
It's on Wikipedia. Ah!
Doug, we have a battery shortage.
Oh, no.
If you're a big fan of the show and you have an abundance of AAA batteries, feel free to bring them on by.
Why did we buy headphones that require two AAA batteries?
We got a special discount. You're not supposed to throw batteries away.
I didn't throw them away. What do you mean? That sounds pleasant, me throwing them in the trash. I don't know what you're talking about. I did not.
All right, this guy, 64.
What? Eric LaSalle is like 50.
He is 52 years old.
Oh, man.
I don't know what he looks like.
It was the dude.
Ted
Danson.
Nope.
Woody Harrelson.
The
yes.
woman. Oh, Woody Harrelson.
Cheers. White Man Can't Jump, Kingpin, Natural Born Killers, The Messenger.
Ooh.
He was in Will Ferrell comedy Semi-Pro.
You better say Zombieland, man.
Zombieland.
He was fantastic.
True Detective.
Hungry Games.
Did anybody see True Detective?
No.
No, not yet.
Because that
Dave
has
did.
Been up for so many awards, and everyone's talking about how it's the greatest television show of all time.
From what I've heard, it's pretty intense.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey. And I'm like, dang, dude.
He was Haymitch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't you say Hunger Games?
Because I'm getting there. No, actually, I wasn't. It wasn't even on here.
Doug!
It's okay. Woody Harrelson.
Ooh. You want to go where people didn't see.
He is deceptively older, I think, because he looks young still, right?
Everybody knows.
But when was Cheers?
Yeah,
was
Cheers
70s?
Was
80s, 90s.
80s, 90s? I don't know.
Early 80s, though, right?
Yeah, Kingpin.
Like late 70s, early 80s? Yeah, Kingpin, dude.
Kingpin.
Cheers, cheers, cheers,
with
cheers.
Randy Quaid.
What do you think?
I don't know. 50s?
58.
56.
53.
Dang it.
Deceptively young.
Yeah. In Living Color.
He made his acting debut in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Ooh.
He was in Scary Movie, Scary Movie 2, White Chicks.
Marlon Wayans.
Yes.
Yeah, Marlon.
G.I. Joe. Rise of the Cobra.
He was G.I. Joe.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. The second one was way better.
The second one was better.
Yeah. Marlon Wayans. So let's see. Early 80s, 94. I'm going to say he's 45.
Marlon Wayans today, 44.
He is 42.
Oh. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes.
Wow. You nailed it.
Nailed it.
Boom.
Nailed it.
This is like a national holiday for
You're
Mitch.
You're the Nard Dog.
She is...
Nailed it.
This is a holiday for muggles everywhere.
This is a holiday for muggles everywhere. I used to call my wife a muggle because she refused to read
that
the
That is a slur.
I know.
That is a slur.
She was a muggle.
It is a racist slur.
I converted her to the dark side, though. Don't worry. She loves it now.
Don't tell people that you read the Harry Potter.
Oh, sorry. I remember one time the Violet Burning came through town, and they were doing worship here at Calvary. And Michael Pritzel, the lead singer, had the seventh book in his guitar case.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if... I mean, I feel like you should hide that because...
They might see it.
You're going to have to deal with some stupid people and some really long conversations.
This is what I thought. I thought it was so funny when the series was happening.
Yeah.
Because they were so good and there wasn't anything... I mean, there's witchcraft in the Bible.
Well,
so,
it was,
but people were taking the stand.
See, just, yeah.
They were taking the stand that, no, it's witchcraft.
Yeah.
And I understand where they're coming from. But then when it ended... And she came out and she was like, I'm Anglican, and this
and
was
this
a,
was,
this
yeah.
kind of a...
this is an allegory of Christ.
Of Christ, and it was
I just
like,
didn't want to say it because I didn't want to ruin the ending for you.
And of course...
Oh!
Yeah, of course
oh,
it was like...
Oh, crap!
Well!
Gosh, dude, that's...
Boycott Disney World!
He was on his third time through that one. That is the best. Oh, so good.
Okay.
Allegorically, I dare... Well, no, I'm not going to say that.
Daniel
into a fight.
Radcliffe. Narnia. Did you say Narnia?
What?
Narnia.
Narnia.
Narn dog.
The Narn dog. You're the Narn dog.
Tumnus! Mr. Tumnus!
29. Nah,
He's
younger than that, I think.
23.
He is 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay, are you guys ready for the last birthday?
Yes.
I don't know.
Axel?
Is it Axel's? Slash.
Slash's birthday.
Sorry, Slash. You really are the coolest member of Guns N' Roses, and I apologize that we said Axel first. He's just Axel Rose.
We should have known by the tasty guitar lick.
Yeah, we really should have.
Echoing through life.
Oh, my gosh. Such a jam. We have to celebrate Slash's birthday by only playing Guns N' Roses riffs in the background.
I guess we have to eat at Moe's. Have you ever noticed that Moe's, they only play music from people that have passed away. But if you look at all the signs, there's a Slash figure in all of the art. Like a guy with a top hat, long curly hair, and holding a guitar.
Moe's Tavern, like on The Simpsons?
Yes. No, Moe's, the burrito place.
I've never heard of this place.
I thought you were talking about Moe's Tavern also.
Yeah,
fascinating.
I thought of The Simpsons.
Fascinating.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There is a place that's obviously not out here. It's called Moe's. And it's like a burrito place. It's not... The quality is not as good as other places that we frequent.
Okay.
But when it's in the mall and you work at Forever 21, sometimes it's your only option.
Huh?
They're big back east. Lots of Moe's everywhere. I didn't realize there wasn't one here.
Never heard of it.
Interesting.
Slash.
Slash is 50.
51.
He is 49 years old today.
Dang it!
Missed it by a year!
Missed it!
On to dates. This is saying, what year the first lighthouse in America was authorized for construction at Little Brewster Island in Massachusetts.
Ooh.
I feel like that's really, really old.
It's got to be.
Think about it, because they were like, hey, the pilgrims just came over. We got to signal more pilgrims.
1529.
1604. 1715. Okay. Well,
fine. Fine, Doug.
I had the idea a couple hundred years earlier.
This day in what year the first swimming school in the U.S. opened in Boston? Its pupils included John Quincy Adams and James Audubon.
Ooh. John Adams, guys.
The seaweed is always green.
1798.
Just look at the world around you. You said John Quincy Adams?
Yeah. Yes, and James Audubon.
What more is you looking for? What'd you say? 1798?
Yeah.
1789.
1827.
Really? Okay.
On this day, what year New York saloon keeper Steve Brody supposedly made a daredevil plunge from the Brooklyn Bridge into the East River, a claim both supported and disputed by many.
Really? Ooh. That dude's got the best name ever.
Mystery.
Steve Brody.
Down here, all the fish is happy.
Okay.
They are happy.
1812.
This goes day in the bowl.
No way.
Hang on, here it comes. Day in for West, I think.
1855.
Here it is.
That was a good
one. Oh, no. What'd you say?
1855?
Ooh.
1901. 1886.
Ah!
On this day in what year? In Detroit, Michigan, the Ford Motor Company sold its first automobile, which featured a twin-cylinder internal combustion engine designed and manufactured by Henry Ford himself.
Okay, we can figure this out. We can know this.
Yeah?
Think about it. Cars.
Okay.
Early
1900s. I was going to say, did they just celebrate the 100th anniversary of Ford?
1910.
1912.
1903.
Dang it.
Right.
So
they
were close.
They did not just celebrate the 100th.
Okay. They did that 10 years ago.
Yeah.
On this day, what year Diet Coke was introduced?
Oh,
gross.
Yeah. It's got aspartame in it.
Yeah, it's ironic that you played this because Diet Coke contains no sugar.
1970.
1959. 1982.
Whoa! That would have made sense because I was thinking Olivia Newton-John and Let's Get Physical and fitness and people cared about health and they were bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
And the last date, on the same year, the International Whaling Commission voted for a total ban on commercial whaling to take place in 1985.
Blackfish.
1984. 1983.
1982.
Whoa.
Okay.
What they just
took a few years.
We're going to do it just three
just
years
like,
from now.
Yeah, stop that right now in 5 minutes.
On to number one songs.
You know, the Doors are my jam. You know, if you ever go karaokeing with me, you will hear me play.
He does.
Odd Doors song. It's usually Roadhouse Blues. Break On Through to the Other Side is also one I will do. This is Light My Fire, however.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
I think I've done this one. Oh, man. 1971?
My favorite Doors song is Paint It Black.
Ugh.
Or Hold My Hand's a pretty good one by them.
Yeah.
Gosh!
I like that one, Doug, but I like Paint It Black better.
That's good.
Ah!
I also like Surf Party USA.
Another Brick in the Wall is a really good Doors song.
It's in the 70s, and I'm thinking it's 60s. Yeah. I said 71 already.
I know. 65.
1967.
Yeah.
And the last one for Michelle Bransford.
She's not...
Oh, gosh. Bow, bow. It's gonna be me.
Get out those blonde highlights.
Oh.
I got mine's.
Blonde Bame. Tips.
It ain't no lie.
Okay.
Call Carson Daly.
Oh, I got this. 2000
May.
Was this from No Strings Attached?
Yes. Yeah. You just put the album.
I thought I didn't own this record.
Right. Sure. Sure you didn't. I didn't either.
2001.
I didn't own it either in,
wait.
2000.
Yeah.
2000 is correct.
Yeah, because the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC had a war. And they released Millennium in 2000. And you know NSYNC's not going to let an album come
out. Smart man. Smart man.
Today is Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's Hot Enough For You Day. It's an annoying question, but today's the one day you're allowed to utter it. Today is Hot Dog Day, and it is Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Oh! I could have kept going. It is Comics Corner. Oh, we'll have Aaron in from Legacy Church. Oh, man, it's going to be one of those days.
Heck yeah, it is, baby.
We're excited. Coming back, we got some Taking Back Sunday, some Anchor and Braille, and, of course, more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Well?
Where?
What's going on with traffic, girl? In the morning and it's time for traffic.
It appear that nothing is going on.
But
look
at the computer scheduled.
Weird.
That's cool.
I'm trying to refresh this Joker and this computer. This computer is a jerk. It's a jerk computer. It's got circuits in it, except they're jerkets because it's so mean and I hate it.
Okay.
At work, it's the worst. That's where I should have gone.
Ah.
Construction I-25 and Paseo. It's a little backed up around there. And again, you need to go slow, especially if you're turning onto Jefferson because they're building, they're like paving a road.
Yes.
And there's dudes everywhere, and you don't want to hit a guy, because that's wrong.
Yeah. They all have the slow sign.
Yep. Pay attention.
Keep putting their hand up like, whoa, hey, whoa.
Yesterday, I almost got in a wreck, because I don't know what happened, but I'm just driving, boop, 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 and this truck, like, just come over my lane.
Whoa.
And I was like, whoa, so I kind of swerved, and he moved back, and then came back over and almost hit the car in front of me.
Whoa!
And then he like, whoa, adjusted and went, whoa, and got out of there. So I don't know what he was doing. I was like, man, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What are you doing, Joker?
Yeah. Yeah. Be crazy.
Be crazy.
Be careful out there. It's y'all, crazy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Y'all be careless now. Be careless.
Because it's careful out there on the roads.
Yeah, we need to be.
Oh, man.
It was scary.
My mama always taught me to be a defensive driver.
Mm-hmm.
That was her big thing. There's plenty of offensive drivers.
Be a defense.
That are offensive.
Offensive.
You need to be a defensive driver.
And be defensive.
Yeah.
And I said,
no. So anyways, it is Wednesday morning. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be hanging out with our boy Aaron from Legacy. Talking about what's coming up with them. I got some big stuff planned.
Yeah, they
man.
Have a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to find out what it is.
Yes, in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, one of our favorite times of the week, Comics Corner, and a very special one. I'm going back today. I realize that. You should go with me. Lunch. You know why?
Why?
75th anniversary of Batman today.
Oh.
Today's like the mask and the cape and all the
oh, that's
free
today?
Stuff.
All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, you don't have to. I just thought it.
Well, I can't not go now.
I know, now you have to.
Now the people know that I've been invited. The people want me to go.
They really do.
I'm the people's ham.
They want to believe that outside of these four walls, we're best friends and we hang out all the time.
But in actuality.
Don't ruin it. Shh. Don't let them know, man. Hey.
Doug.
We're doing a really good job faking it, man.
Doug just creeped up on really me good. For real. I thought I heard the door creak open, and I turned around, and he was standing there with a paper.
What is this?
I want to talk a little bit about that hotel in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
This hotel in Paris, they think they've got this novel idea. And that novel idea is pay what you want.
Man, I don't know how I feel about this.
Pay what you want for your hotel room. Check it out.
Is it like a pay what you can?
5 Paris hotels Monday launched a scheme allowing guests to pay what they want in an experiment that might be extended if successful. The 3 and 4-star hotels taking part in the scheme are located in the city's 9th and 11th arrondissements? I don't know. Close to the city's tourist centers.
Okay.
The owners are bullish about the prospects and confident that clients will not abuse the scheme. Tourists often complain about high hotel rates in Paris and tiny rooms. This is true. I've experienced
this. I've never been to Paris.
France attracts more tourists than any other country in the world. The scheme will run until August 10th, 2 days before my birthday. Keep it on your calendar.
There you go.
And will be available only to those who have made bookings through the website, www.thislongwebsite, which translates as pay what you want. Aldric Duval, head of the Tour de Auvergne Hotel.
Okay.
He's the guy that came up with the idea. He's quoted as saying, "It's a fair price operation, one of confidence in the client. Guests will pay whatever they want based on their impressions of the hotel, the room, and the service." The hotels taking part have so far only set aside 2 or 3 rooms each under the scheme.
Oh, okay.
So, that's the thing. It's not wide open.
Right.
This is like
pay what
you want.
So they'll still make normal money.
Yeah. So what I'm betting is they put up some really classy rooms and they're like, "Hey man, pay what you want."
Man.
And they think people are going to be like, "Yeah, I got this. I'll give you this much a night."
Well, it's hard as it's different wherever you are in the country. So, yeah. You know, to us, what seems like a lot of money is totally different to say, well, California, for example. We were in L.A. last week, and a hotel room here...
Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Hotel room here, that it was about the same.
Yeah.
It's comparable to a hotel room that we were staying at in L.A., it's probably about a fifth of the price in New Mexico.
And don't get me wrong, we were staying in nice rooms.
Yeah.
But it was
insane.
You have to put down a card anytime you check into a hotel.
Right.
Whether or not you're going to do anything, incidentals.
Yeah.
You have to put down just in case. This is true of every hotel I've ever stayed in.
Right.
Especially like being on the road. The biggest incidental fee I've ever seen was around $100.
Right.
And it was like, gosh. You know, you always get nervous, and they're like, "No, it's cool. They just put that on your card, and when you check out, they remove it. It's all good." It's kind of like a hold.
Well, we got there, and I had to, you know, put my room, obviously, on my card. Not knowing how much, knowing how little I had in my account. But I guess you were saying since it's just a hold, there's like a certain limit or whatever, so... The hold was more money than I had in my bank account. It was a $600
hold.
Hold.
So this is the hotel we're talking about. Not to mention the fact
it was crazy.
It was supposed to be taken care of. But the funny thing is, man, being in a band, that's par for the course. Every time you go to a hotel after a show, like you play at some place, and they're like, "We got you a hotel. It's all taken care of.
Right.
Under my name. Just go in, check in, blah, blah, blah."
9 times out of 10.
If they don't hand you the room key when they say that, you can expect to have a 30-minute encounter with the person behind the desk.
Yeah.
Trying to explain what's happening like it's never happened before.
You were a pro. You really helped that situation out in L.A. Because I was like, but no.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was the worst. That always happens. They're like, "Yeah, man, you'll just go in. They'll give you your room key and you'll check right in." And I always go, "Thanks, man."
Yeah, cool, man.
Thanking them on the inside.
Right.
For the new friend I'm going to make at the hotel desk.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get to know each other. We're going to have lifelong, important conversations. We're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about friends, personal histories, goals, futures. We're going to talk about all these things while that person's trying to figure out what the heck happened.
Right.
Ugh.
So would you stay at one of these hotels, name your own price?
Yes. If I had the opportunity, I totally would. And I would be a fair price person. I would not, like, shortchange it.
Right.
If the service was good and the room was clean and I had a pleasant time, then I'd be like, boom! Just like with a tip.
Yeah.
At a restaurant. If the server is cool and knows what they're talking about and is generally awesome, then I'm like, boom. Now, I'm one of those people that I tend to always give a tip.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, this last week, Christy and I went on a lunch date, and the service was
bad.
Yeah. And at the end, it was like, you know what I'm going to do? 10%. And then I got the bill, and I was like, psh, yeah. Maybe I'll do 15. You know what? That's more like 20.
Maybe they're having a bad day. Just,
you know, 20%. And I was like, ah.
Well, you shouldn't have done that because you know that place gives 15% of something.
Stop it right now.
That's their tip.
Oh, man. These hotels offering pay what you like. It sounds like Noise Trade or one of those other like music services where artists will offer their album absolutely free, and then you pay what you feel for the record. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. When Angels and Airwaves did that, when Radiohead did that, I don't know if I paid more than like $5. You know? It was like, I can get this record for $5? Yeah. I could get it for free, but it was like, well, I want to pay something. $5.
$5.
You know, $5 is good.
Man, you would think that. There's this weird conundrum. This might not be successful because there's two ways of looking at it. It's like if you keep the price low, more people will show up because the price is low.
Right.
Run River North.
Absolutely.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
I think. But then it doesn't always work because there's the flip side of that that says, yeah, but if you keep the price low, people don't feel like they're really making an investment, so they don't care about it.
Right.
I saw this with Waverly's B-side album called Something Like Fiction, where we put 22 songs up and charged $5, thinking people are going to jump on that. Dude. All of our fans that won't shut up about new music, even though we've been trying to do it, they're going to love it. Nobody cared.
No, I mean, come on. There were people that cared.
We sold 30-something thousand records of Conquering the Fear of Flight.
Right. It was a big record. It was a really big record.
We sold quite a few EPs. Uh-huh. We never got an official count because we weren't doing sound scans because we were independent, so it didn't matter. We sold a bunch of them. Not near 30,000. Not even near that amount. But I can track how many people downloaded Something Like Fiction because it's all digital.
Right.
I can tell how many people did it. It was like maybe 500 people.
Oh.
So you're talking about a drastic drop. Fractions. But I don't know why. And I know it wasn't like the best thing ever. And I wasn't expecting like, oh, yeah, dude, blah, blah, blah.
But I thought
it would be, you know, at least a third of the people that bought our first record. Not even close.
That's crazy.
It was like a 30th.
Do you think digital has something to do with it now?
Maybe
like so. Digital and going indie and... Can't pick it up at, like, Best Buy or wherever, you know, you buy your CDs.
Well, people just don't care about it anymore. That's but I read an interesting article recently, and it was talking about how people do still buy albums. They totally do. They're just buying old albums. Because if you look at what's on the charts right now, there are classic albums from the 80s, 70s, 80s, and 90s that people are still, like, up in the top whatever.
Yesterday, we were looking at the top 10... most expensive summer concert tickets, and number one is the Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones. Which is kind of cool, because that means people have good taste.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a weird, because it used to be, you know, you go and you invest time in the CD, and blah, 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 blah. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with these hotels.
Do you think it's because as we're looking at the what CDs are actually still charting and what is selling, and it's the older records, it's because it's the older crowd who still appreciates it because this new generation just
could be
can download it or listen to it for free online, so they just don't give a crap?
They're like,
because there's no deep connection to the music.
There can't be a deep connection because it's very, very shallow music.
There is. It's pretty true.
It's all
actually.
The same beat. It's all the same chord progression.
Yep.
The lyrics are stupid.
Gosh.
They're all about living for tonight. That's it.
Yeah. That's what we're here to stop. We got some good music on the way from Anchor and Braille, some King's Kaleidoscope. Right now it's Deep Sea Diver. History Speaks. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Traffic.
Everything is on fire.
What?
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Some people have burned Albuquerque to the ground.
You see, Master Bruce, some people even want them.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
What?
He had a ruby the size of a basketball.
What's he say? A ruby the size?
The ruby the size of a grapefruit.
That movie is best with subtitles because poor Alfred sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth. Batman's gargling with him the whole time.
That's why they got along so well. It's because they both had, like, he was like,
Master Bruce, what are you watching about? And he was like,
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Master Bruce, here's some tea for you. Trouble.
Thank you. Where's Rachel?
What if you, Rachel? If you, thanks, Duncan.
Hear what the city needs. You're the hero that they need.
What?
Wait, where'd Ben come from? Now nobody can understand anybody!
Hello, Ben. Would you like to buy some cotton candy?
Mr. Bruce, I believe you're saying...
Wait a second. Aren't we doing a traffic report?
No, yes. Let's get to traffic.
And then Nick Cage comes in, he's like, we're gonna steal the Declaration of Independence. What's happening?
I have no idea.
Something happened. There's an accident at Rio Bravo Boulevard East at 2nd Street Southwest, and be careful around the construction I-25 in Paseo.
All right.
We got it flipped.
Yeah.
Traffic report, then jokes.
Yes.
That one was
We did Comics Corner for our traffic report.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude. Nobody... You can't understand anybody in those movies.
You can't understand...
They're not the best comic movies of all time.
You can understand the girl. Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Nuh-uh, because she's going...
No, you can understand. She's not Katie Hudson. Or what? Who was the... Yeah, Katie.
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson. Yeah. Katie.
No. No, that's Kate Hudson was on Jimmy
Katie,
Fallon.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Yeah, you can't. Gosh. She's the one that's crying. She's like, I'm a nag.
Right.
You know, but then Maggie Gyllenhaal made sense. Oh, and you can understand Two-Face.
Until his face gets weird. You can understand Harvey Dent.
Damn it! He says, what did you,
tell me the name they used to call me. At
what was something affairs. And then he's like, oh, Harvey. And he goes, damn it!
Oh, Timmy.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday, 9 o'clock hour. We've got Aaron from Legacy coming in, hanging out with us. Next hour, of course, you can guarantee we'll be talking comics for Comics Corner. But we were mentioning this hotel that named their own price, or you name your own price.
Name your own price hotel.
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Well,
but
it kind of works like that on Priceline, if you think about it. Well, they say
right.
You name your own price, and then you're like, oh, cool, I'm staying in the fourth level of hell. At least it's not the fifth one, because that one's more expensive.
Yeah, I couldn't afford the fifth one. Speaking of places to stay, Los Alamos. Have you been to Los Alamos yet?
Nope.
Okay.
Not going to go either. I've life goaled it.
Small town in New Mexico. Livability.com named the top 10 small towns of 2014.
Small town!
These cities basically provide beautiful locales, inspire creativity, activity. They offer unhurried atmospheres, authentic character, cultural gyms, fantastic outdoor settings, and the uncommon ability to change lifestyles, shift points of view, and nourish souls with simple pleasures.
Ooh.
Yeah, our boy Shambergy, he's got a church up there, actually, in Los Alamos, New Mexico. And looking through it, our boy Doug, producer Doug!
Doug!
Got us this list, which is crazy, because top 10 small-town cities in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 was Haley, Idaho?
Gross.
No?
Don't trust Idaho, guys.
Okay.
There's more there than just the potatoes, and it's lies.
Traverse City.
Traverse City.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Yeah. MI. It's Michigan. It's not Mississippi. It's not a.
It's not Mississippi.
Not Montana. Montana's not MI.
Close.
Okay. All right. How about Heber City, Utah?
Hey.
You ever been there?
No.
What about Spearhead San Diego, right? SD San Diego?
That would be South Dakota.
Right.
And that's Spearfish.
Spearfish, San Diego, Coda.
Nah, I've never been there either. It sounds stupid, though.
This is terrible. Number 6, Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
Okay.
Number 5, Port Angeles, Washington.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hood River, you know what it should Oregon? Be?
Huh.
Is number 1 Ashland, Oregon?
Hood River, Oregon, or Hood River, yeah, is number 4. I don't know where
but Ashland, is Ashland, Oregon?
Not on the
good
list.
Good night, Chicago. Ashland, Oregon is the best city in the world!
Number 3 is Lebanon. Lebanon, New Hampshire, that is. Number 2 is Northfield, Minnesota, Montana. What's MN?
That's Minnesota.
That's Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So Northfield, Minnesota is number 2. Man, I need to go hang out with my 10-year-old a little more. He could teach me all the abbreviations for states.
The only reason I know them is because I had to go to most
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
You need to know the difference between Missouri, Montana, Mississippi, and Michigan, or you're going to wind up in a very different place. You got to know.
Oh, man. Livability.com top 10 small towns of 2014. Number 1? Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Hey! Let's see why.
Los Alamos, New Mexico named the number 1 best small town in America.
Small town, and here's why, guys. It offers an extremely low crime rate, top-rated schools, excellent health care, cultural amenities being the desert and dirt, outdoor activities being dirt, angels, and delicious restaurants.
Ah!
Setting the city apart from the rest and making it their pick for the best small town in America.
Best small town in the United States, Los Alamos, listening to us. Boom, boom, what, Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Yeah, that's right. So our question of the day is, what should our question of the day be? You tell us what you think right here on our Facebook.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back.
Comics Corner, the best segment ever.
Man, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Rachel, Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for traffic, your favorite time of the day.
Is it?
Nothing's going on.
Okay.
There's
good.
A lot of congestion around I-25 in Paseo, so be careful. How's that girl over at Sopo gonna say I don't have a southern accent? She said that. She said it. That's what she said.
Heidi from Solomon's Porch.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary Campus Coffee Shop. They make amazing drinks and then offend you by saying you don't have a southern accent because she's from the South and she knows southern accents.
She's not from the South.
Where's she from? South Carolina?
Yeah. Come on.
Well, it says South in the name.
So does South Dakota.
Yeah, that's South.
Doug. Right. Doug.
South Dakota, that's
intervention?
In the South, right?
Intervention?
It's in the South.
Intervention?
Man. I thought that was as far south. That's next to Louisiana, isn't
Quiet.
It?
Quiet.
South?
Quiet.
South Dakota?
Quiet your
I
mouth.
I know the South, man.
Hey, you shut it. You Look. shut that mouth.
Lieutenant
shut
Jefferson.
It. Shut it. Shut that mouth. Shut it.
Cornbread Jackson.
No.
They it fought.
General Cornwallis.
For the South. I know the South!
You do know
I'm
it.
From Texas. This, you don't get souther than Texas.
The most ironic thing about this is you sound like you're from the South with all of your historical knowledge. Your vast, vast knowledge of geography and history. You sound like you're from the South.
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide. Hey.
I'm from the South!
There's two things I know in this world. Jesus, Lord, and Roll Tide.
Bama.
Which one are you? Love, kind, and guilty. Which one are you? Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Oh, man. It is Wednesday. It is time for our favorite segment of the week. You ready to do this?
I guess that made me stupid, ain't it?
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them because they're really, really cool and I really, really need them. And I get them every Wednesday.
What? Doug is a girl.
Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Just do it.
It is Comics Corner. Welcome to it.
Doug, you're not a girl.
Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies. 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. Right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800. Today's actually a very special day. All you DC fans, and more importantly, Batman fans, 75th anniversary, DC celebrating in a big way.
Oh!
At comics shops all across the nation.
Comic shops!
I know they're handing out Batman masks, and I think they have bat capes, and they have free copies of Detective Comics number 27, the first appearance of Batman.
Neato.
They reissued it. So, at a local comic shop near you, I'm sure you'd have to call yours to find out if they're taking part, but 75th anniversary of Batman, I want to remind you of that.
Yo, that's cool.
So, I think I'm going to have to go get, there's like four different masks, have you seen them?
Yes.
It's like the Dark Knight
Pretty cool.
Returns mask,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Free, bro, free. I got kids.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, hang on. I'm trying to figure out when Comic-Con starts.
Tomorrow. Right?
Okay, it starts tomorrow. So that means next week...
we're going to be nerded out.
Next week's going to be
next
huge.
Next Wednesday is Comics Corner.
I know.
From 6 to 10.
Yeah, it's going to be like...
and then Marvel announced this. And then Warner Brothers said this. And 20th Century Fox said, And then Sony was like, but we have Spider-Man. And then we were like...
our promise to you is whatever happens at Comic-Con, we
stays
will...
stays at Comic-Con.
We will have announced immediately, so... we will keep you up to date with all that is happening at Comic-Con. I believe it starts tomorrow. Or is it start
Friday?
It's
this week. See, yeah. I can't figure it out.
DC
I know
Comics
the
posted
big day is Saturday.
Yeah, DC posted a picture of Lil Batman getting packed up and heading to Comic-Con. So I think I wanted to say starting tomorrow.
I'm just trying to find the website, and it tells me no things.
Yeah.
You
starting today.
No things. All right.
Today. Live, starting today. San Diego Comic-Con.
Ooh, it's going on, babies. It's going on.
You can guarantee there's going to be some major, major announcements at San Diego Comic-Con, and we will have all of that for you.
Oh, snap. Yeah, okay, so Wednesday night is preview night. Then there's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, that's the thing. Boom, 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 boom,
wow.
Boom.
All right.
Super exciting.
Well, speaking of comics, it is Comics Corner.
Comics Corner.
And DC Comics, of course,
oh,
as we
said.
Oh, I didn't
read Batman Eternal. Was it good? I'll read it.
75th anniversary of Batman and a big celebration today at comic shops around the world, as I was mentioning. And it's no surprise that this was a very bat-heavy week.
Bat-heavy?
Yeah.
Bat.
There are a few weekly books that we cover. One's called New 52 Futures In.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, sorry.
New 52 Futures In. What's it about?
It's about the future of the... entire DC universe.
The whole shebang.
And so because of that, there's 1,000 stories going on, and because of that, people are starting to go, okay,
it's confusing.
This is getting really confusing. The best part about it is this. This week's issue, number 12, I thought there was just so many characters that I don't care about at all. So I was like, boring.
Boring.
Read, 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 read.
Boring!
Boring. Oh, boring! Boring! So I was trying to get through it, and I was thinking at the time, man, there's too much going on. There's too many characters. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, they introduce new characters.
And it's like, oh!
But I got so excited!
He showed me the end of it.
Oh!
Like, whoa! Whoa! Yeah. Whoa!
But you really didn't need to read anything more than that. So I will say this. Futures End number 12, meh. It was all right. I still would love to know what DC is trying to do with this entire universe thing.
Right.
There are rumors that they're nixing the New 52. Oh. That there's going to be this crazy war. It's going to open up different universes. Blah, 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 blah. Meh. I'm following along because I have to at this point.
Mm-hmm.
However, like I said, at the end of issue 12, there was some really, really cool stuff that had to do with Batman. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Speaking of Batman.
Yeah. Big week. Another weekly. Batman Eternal. Number 16. 16 weeks now for Batman Eternal.
Weeks.
And they're doing a really good job. This one also taking place throughout the entire Batman universe. So... there's a lot of characters there as well. This one focused on Batwing. Because last we saw him, he was in Arkham,
yeah.
You know, taken prisoner. The Spectre shows up in this one. It's pretty awesome.
Cool.
And then at the end, no spoilers, but like Batman Eternal, it seems like they're bringing back everybody. Like all the Batman guys. And at the end, it was like, dun, 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 this guy's involved. And I was like, whoa. Wait, who's that dude? Hold on, Wikipedia. Oh, right, okay. He was in like a small arc way back in the day. Okay, cool. But he's apparently a fan favorite. I've never really heard of him. Okay, cool. Right on.
Neato.
Right. Keeping it going. Okay, yeah. So Batman Eternal, they're really really going for like the super uber Bat fans.
They going for ya.
They going deep. So if you know Batman lore, if you love the Rogues Gallery, if you love everything about Batman, they are, man, they're high-fiving like the nerdy, crazy Bat fans.
Get a nerd high-five.
But it's accessible enough that if you're, you know, hey, I enjoyed the movies, Batman guy, you can still get into Batman Eternal. But I recommend starting from the first issue, not issue 16.
All right, I'm going to have to read that because now I want to know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Speaking of the first issue, last week we covered Robin Rises Alpha.
Yes.
We went over the fact that, you know, Damian Wayne, Bruce Wayne's son, he was the latest Robin. He was killed, saving his dad. It was amazing. Everybody cried. He died.
Yeah.
And then somebody stole his coffin, and they're trying to bring him back, and there was this big battle, and everybody was like, dude, Robin's coming back to life. Nope. At the end of that last arc, turns out Darkseid wanted some sort of gem thing that was in Damien's sarcophagus.
It's a chaos gem.
Yeah, yeah. And so they nabbed him and took him off to another world.
And he had some
apocalypse.
Kind of... apocalypse. He had a shared or a similar life beat or something.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
And similar reading as the Chaos Crystal.
Chaos Crystal.
So, of course, Batman, being Bruce Wayne, knowing that his son's body was just taken to another dimension. By the most evil dude in the universe, Darkseid. He's like, I'm going after him right now. And the Justice League is like, bro, no, you're not. Because
Batman,
the last time we fought Darkseid, he came to Earth and killed millions of people. We're not going to start
to his world.
So that he can in turn come back to Earth and kill more millions of people for the sake of your son's body. He's not even alive. It's just his body. You're going to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. So there was singing in this one.
There was.
And Aquaman and Batman have a duet.
I enjoyed the musical number. It felt a little out of place at first, but the song was so good by the end of it, I was down.
Yeah. So, you know, Batman and Robin 33 kicks off a brand new story arc called Robin Rises, and it is Batman's crusade to get his son's body
back. What it is.
And it kicked off fantastically.
Strong. It's a strong first entry in the Robin Rises thing.
Peter Tomasi and Jake Leeson, they did an entire Green Lantern Corps run.
Yeah.
And so his writing mixed with Gleason's art is some of my favorite because they were on Green Lantern Corps for years and became a favorite of mine.
If you're familiar with comic artists, it kind of it has an Ed McGuinness, not as cartoony as Mike Waringo.
Okay.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
He passed away a few years ago.
See, and it reminds me of Mignola. Mike Mignola meets...
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
I could see that. But it's a little... It's Ed McGuinness, Mike Mignola mixed together.
Yeah, like kind of mixed... Yeah, and so I like... some people love Gleason. Some people are not fond of him. For me, I'm a huge fan of the way he does things. And so... And I'm definitely a huge fan of Peter Tomasi, his writing is incredible. So he's rocking it right
now. Rocking and rolling and rocking.
Number 33. So if you wanted to start an incredible Batman series, I feel like this is going to be the one. I would highly recommend picking up Robin Rises Alpha first because that kind of leads directly into this.
Yeah.
So there you go. What else was notable this week? Superman.
Superman number 33. We did not cover.
We didn't cover. I'm sorry.
It was a Justice League Dark.
Yeah.
That came out. We did not cover that. There's quite a few new DC books.
Yeah, if you're a Geoff Johns fan and a John Romita Jr. fan.
Aquaman number something came out.
Yeah. So, some good books this week. Worth checking out. Of course, you can always go to Comic List to see the full list
the
of
full
what
list,
is releasing this week.
ComicList.com.
We are mostly Marvel DC this week.
There was
no outside books.
Yeah, no outside books. And for me, make mine Marvel this week because I enjoyed what I read.
Yeah, you got all Marvel.
I did.
We got a number one from Max, manager over at Astro Zombies, who said, hey, you guys should review this for the show. You guys should check into this one. It's a brand new number one. Number ones are always popular for, you know, jumping on points. So people who are interested. So we reviewed this week Storm number one.
Storm from X-Men.
Yeah, Storm's got her own series now. And Gosh. Did you read it?
Nope.
It was, I mean.
I didn't read it. I'm not a big X-Men guy.
Ah!
I'm not. I've enjoyed the ones with the all-new X-Men where they came back from the past.
See, and here's my thing. If you're a fan of X-Men, you're a fan of the team. You know what I mean? And so it's always difficult for an X-Man, unless it's Cyclops or Wolverine,
yeah,
to have their own series.
Yeah.
Because they're part of an ensemble cast, and that's what makes it
X-Men. It's kind of like if you're a fan of the Bulls, you wouldn't watch a Dennis Rodman game where he just played by himself. You wouldn't. He even had a reality series, and I don't think anybody cared about it.
I don't think anybody wanted to watch that.
And that just gets you to be friends with the...
That was the best analogy
the
ever.
Dictator of North Korea, and that's not what anybody wants.
Yeah, Storm number one this week, it really follows her. You know, she's Storm, she's a goddess, she was a queen of Wakanda, she's all these things, but who is she? This issue actually talked a lot about identity and who you are, how you see yourself versus how others see you. She's the headmistress of the school now.
The school, yeah.
Of the Jean Grey School of Higher Learning. And so she's in charge of all of the new kids coming in. And there's a story of this girl who has these powers, but people are kind of thrown off and creeped out by her. And so she had a call sign, and I can't remember what it was, but all the other kids started calling her the creep.
Aww.
And so she identified with that so much so that she started going down this really dark, creepy type path.
Yeah.
Because everyone saw her a certain way, so she automatically attached that to her identity.
Oh, yeah.
And believed that that's who she was because that's the way everyone else. So there are some great themes in this book. The idea of identity, who you are, how other people view you, how you view yourself. Because it was cool, Storm being the main character, being the headmistress of the school, being, you know, the god character in the story. It was cool to see what happened with this young girl who was being tormented and told she was one thing and couldn't see herself. So the godlike character, Storm, had to show her that she was worth more. And how true is that with God? That, you know, whether you make a mistake or there's something in your life, or, you know, maybe it's outside people saying that you're not worth it, that you're not worthwhile, that you aren't going to succeed, that you're never going to be different. Mm-hmm. We put these things upon ourselves when God speaks so differently. In fact, God tells us we're his beloved. You know, God calls us by name. He says we are loved by him. And that's a big thing when the God of the universe says, I've called you by name, you are mine. And when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. Because you're precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. And our identity found in Christ is huge and amazing and freeing. And yet, if we can't get past humans and what they will say and what they will call you, we'll never succeed. We'll never get past it. And so this issue really heavily speaks to that. So
That's kind of cool.
It was. You know, I honestly wasn't expecting much because it was like, meh, Storm.
Yeah.
And it's still, you know, it's a Storm comic. So
it's a Storm.
If you're a fan of Storm,
you might like it.
You're going to enjoy it. Okay. It's Storm.
Other things that came out. There are a lot of Original Sin tie-ins this week. Mm-hmm. And the Original Sin's the big crossover going on, but it's bled out into the individual heroes' books.
Yeah.
Because what happened was this guy named the Orb stole the Watcher's eyeball because he got shot.
Yeah.
And he took his eye. And the Watcher is this dude that watches. That's why his name's the Watcher.
Yeah.
And he knows all these secrets. And he keeps them to himself because he's an alien and that's what he does. He doesn't talk to people. He doesn't have any friends.
No, he's got an eye for...
He's very quiet. Water,
yeah.
He's friends with himself and his other personalities, who he likes to call Charles. Anyway, he watches and he knows all these things.
Yeah.
Well, then he gets shot and his eyes get stolen, but the secrets are still in his eyes and can be unleashed kind of like a truth bomb.
Okay.
And so, and I take some of that verbiage from Spider-Man because that's kind of how he, and from Daredevil.
Yeah.
In Daredevil, that's kind of what it's described like. So you had all these heroes getting ready to fight the Orb and then he like unleashed the truth bomb and all of these different heroes are like, boom, I know something that I should have never known.
Somebody wronged me in this way.
Yes.
Or I wronged somebody and I had totally forgotten or hadn't seen that perspective.
And there were a bunch of books that came out this week and a few we didn't cover. But the three that we did, you have Original Sin, Thor and Loki, the 10th Realm number 2.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thor learned he had a sister.
Yeah.
And now we're finding more and more about it. That sister is Angela, who used to be in Spawn, and now Marvel owns her, mm-hmm. so she's all up in here. She never really had a backstory other than she was part of this race of angels in a place called Heaven.
Yeah.
And they were crazy gals, and they just went around killing everything. So not your typical angel,
there you go.
You know, that you're going to read about
right.
in the Bible. But anyway, the 10th realm, it turns out, has a history, because we've thought that it was 9 realms on the tree of whatever in Norse, mythology.
Yeah.
But now there's a 10th realm, and that's where all these angels are, and they've been locked up because Odin didn't like them.
Really?
And we're still finding out more and more about that.
All right.
And Thor and Loki get into this 10th realm. They break the gate seal or whatever and get in. And then all Hades breaks loose.
Hey-o!
In Heaven, H-E-V-E-N, the made-up place.
Ah.
Yeah. And so then Thor's in there looking for his sister, and all these crazy angel girls try to attack him because they realize, because Thor's like, I am the son of Odin from the realm of Asgard. Maybe you've heard of it, basically.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, we've heard of it. Attack! And they're trying to kill him. And they hate him. They hate him, and Thor doesn't know.
Right.
He has no idea, because this is all new to him. He just knows he has a sister, and this is where she's from.
Right.
And she's going to go, or he's going to go find her and be like, hey, you're my sister. What's up? Meanwhile, Angela is part of the Guardians of the Galaxy. She's out in space, and then Loki pops up in her head, because he's Loki.
Yeah.
And he's like, guess what? You have a brother. And I know where your home is. And Angela popped up in the Marvel Universe and didn't really know what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, crap. And in the middle of the battle, she gets one of the enemy ships and just goes, whoom, warp speed, and goes to this other dimension.
All right.
And then the Guardians are like, well, cool.
Cool, man.
Which is funny because Gamora is caught up in all this Original Sin, too. So she's not with them. And then one of them says, I wish Gamora was here. And then Angela takes off and they're like, okay. Well, great. We're probably going to lose now.
That's awesome.
So anyway, we see the conflict ensuing between... And Angela and Thor actually meet up.
Okay.
And it's not under the best circumstances.
All right.
So that's cool. Also, Daredevil number 6 comes out. We learn the Original Sin, quote-unquote, of his past. Where... And it's interesting because Daredevil's blind and he never really knew his dad. But he's always remembered his dad as this awesome boxer. And now we see a new side of his dad.
Really?
And we start to learn why his mom left his dad.
Oh.
Because that's been a big, big part of Daredevil's life. Because Daredevil's mom supposedly died. And then he found out later she was not dead. She was a nun in a convent. And she had changed her name and everything. And had been watching over him as he grew up.
It's pretty cool.
And we start to learn more and more about the apparently broken relationship between his parents.
Ah.
And it's like, dang, dang.
It's a heavy week.
It is. And it's the kickoff of a new story arc in Daredevil, because it does not get resolved in this issue. And another great issue, and this is, I'm happy to say, is probably my pick of the week.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man number 4. Woo! Started at the bottom, now we're here!
Now we're here!
I'm so glad about it, because Spider-Man learns an original sin that happened to him that he had no idea about. And apparently when old Petey Parker got bit by that spider, somebody else got bit by that spider too.
But where have they been this whole time?
Where has she been this whole time? That's right.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say anything else.
That's it. And that's perfect. Amazing Spider-Man number 4. I agree. Between that and Batman and Robin,
those
were both so excellent.
But
this
I'm
week.
Just so happy because Spider-Man's getting back in the groove.
Dude, growing up, obviously, I mean, you know, we're twins. So
what?
Spider-Man has
been
our
brother.
Our dude.
Did you get bitten by a spider too?
Yeah. And
Mom.
And Dan Slott has been doing some wacky stuff, and I kind of dropped off the bandwagon for a while. And I was like, you know what? Maybe when he's done, I'll jump back on. I'll check it out. And then you're like, no, you need to read this issue. And I read this issue and I'm like, well, crap. Now I got to go back and read 1 through 3.
Yep.
So I'm really excited because this is classic Peter Parker.
It is.
It's a great story arc.
The way he's reacting to everything.
Yeah.
Classic Pete. And it's tying into an old, like an older story. Yes.
Which I was a huge, huge fan of.
And which was kind of a controversial story in the Spider-Man mythos.
Yeah.
And it's cool to me because that took place before the whole... Was that before Mephisto and forgetting everything that happened?
Yeah.
So
it's very interesting.
It is interesting. And it'll be fun to see how it plays out. If you're a Spider-Man fan, you need to be reading this. And this is... It sounds like a cop-out. It sounds like at first I was kind of like, oh, come on. You know, there was somebody else there when he got bit by the spider, lame. But the way that they're handling it, it makes a lot of sense.
I had the same reaction. Mm-hmm. The same reaction. Like, really, man? Come on. It's been how many years? Yeah. And no one ever knew that there was another person swinging around.
Money grab.
And the way that they're telling the story, it makes perfect sense that you would not know. For very obvious reasons.
And it's setting up a new story arc called Spider-Verse, which is going to be crazy.
Absolutely. So there you go, Comics Corner. As we mentioned earlier, don't forget 75th anniversary of Batman. So all you Batman fans, I know you can go to DCComics.com, but find your local comic shop, whatever.
Yeah.
There are a lot of free stuff. Detective Comics number 27, the very first appearance of a Batman.
Yes.
I know they're handing out for free today and a bunch of other stuff.
There are. And appreciate you guys whenever, if you go by, because Astro Zombies sponsors this segment.
Yeah.
If you go by Astro Zombies, we love it when you say you heard about it on the radio because they actually, I guess we got some listeners. Yeah, this weekend was the big hangout, whatever party in Nob Hill.
All
the stores had places just out and about, people walking around. And Max said they had a few people come in and say, oh, I heard you on the radio one time.
Yeah!
To him.
That's cool.
And he doesn't come in anymore, so that probably will not happen as much. Thanks, Max. Thanks,
there you
man.
Go. Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800. Big ol' thanks to Astro Zombies for supporting Static Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta take a break. Coming back,
we'll solve the mystery. Are there any more functional batteries in the studio? We'll find out.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
That sucks. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
I was clearly not ready.
What?
I wasn't. But you people don't need to know that. I was totally ready.
Good.
I had it pulled up and I'm just stalling for no reason. There's construction to report at I-25 in Paseo, and it looks like there's an accident in the left lane's block, Paseo del Norte East, at 2nd. And
Pay attention!
Yeah, behind that accident, traffic is moving very slow.
That dude that just caused the accident, good job. It's already Paseo del Norte.
That's right.
Now we got accidents.
That's about where I almost got hit yesterday, except I was westbound.
I am not a fan of that road right now.
What is going on?
It's a good thing I live right directly off of it.
Right lane is closed due to construction, I-40 West, between Unser and Nolasco.
Nice.
I heard Mitch do that yesterday.
That's good.
And you said, nice. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hit the wrong button, girl! Now you need to sing, because I totally screwed everything up.
Don't make me sing.
Okay. You don't have to sing.
I got this. Hang on, let me remember the beginning.
You don't have to sing. In studio right now, I always call you Stevie.
That's cool.
Our boy Stevie.
That's cool.
Mr. Smotherman Jr.
That is I.
I mean, what do you want? What do I call you? I've always known
I met you as Stevie.
And everybody else goes, hey, this is Steve. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Man. It sounds kind of boring.
How come when I met you, you said to call you sir?
Yeah. Well, we had a different relationship.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, now everybody introduced you as Steve. And I'm like, dang it.
They're just trying to make me sound like, older.
Yeah. That's okay. My mom still calls me Steven. What does your mom call you?
Stevie.
Stevie? Okay.
A lot of times it's Bubba. Hey, Bubba.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm not.
Especially if there's
Bubba.
Guest speakers or stuff in town. Yeah. Hey, Bubba. I'm like,
No, Mom.
I'm a grown man.
That's how you have to.
I have a child.
It's okay.
That's how you respond, Mom. Just yelling.
When I was first getting to know my wife's family back when we were dating, my niece called me Matt, and Dawn had been hanging out with my family and my niece Matt.
Yeah.
So when I go to meet her family, the extended family called me Matt for months. Until one day I was like, guys, my name is Matt. Call me Matt. I'll take Matthew. That's my real name.
Yeah.
Not Matt. Please. Matt.
But that's what my son calls you.
I know. He's a baby.
I'm calling him Matt from now on.
No! That's what everybody, my boys, my son, my 10-year-old calls you Matt.
They call me Cool Captain.
Yeah, yeah. Gosh. Stevie Smotherman from Legacy Church in studio. What up, Ming?
We're just doing what we do, man. We got a big thing coming up starting tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, a few days, the I Am a Remnant Conference. So let's dig into this. What is this?
It is, okay, a friend of mine, Pat Schatzlein, he's an evangelist who travels all over the place. He's spoken at, you know, Planet Shakers, Hillsong, all these different places.
Okay.
He wrote a book called I Am Remnant. And the concept of the book is, you know, the remnant is the last remaining of something. So the concept of the book is like it's time for the remnant to rise in our society. The ones who are fully committed to Jesus, who actually love Jesus, who are passionate about the word, to rise up and be different and be
something.
Okay. If you're the only one at your school that serves Jesus, it's cool. It's okay. Be that person.
Yeah.
So kind of the concept is to bring grace with truth.
Yeah.
So like, yes, we're forgiven, but we still have to live it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just an excuse to...
Yeah.
Be the devil.
I'm free.
Right. Jesus died so I can be the devil. Why would you want to be the devil? Be like Jesus.
Right?
Like, that makes no sense, but it's taught a lot. So, the concept of this, I love controversy. The concept of this is really just to inspire generation. And when we say generation, because it's an all ages thing, it's youth driven.
Right.
So it's going to be like how we party.
Right.
But if you're 92, you can show up.
Right.
And you're going to get something because the speaker lineup is phenomenal. I speak the first night, so Thursday night is pretty anointed.
You just said you're phenomenal.
Yeah, I did. That was weird.
He said it. It's annoying.
That was weird. Matt, it's okay.
You just humble bragged. It was like, it's going to be phenomenal. I'm doing it. It's me.
No. That's not what
he said. That's not
I
what
got
said.
Your back, sir.
Thank
That's
you.
Not what he said.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. Steven. Okay. Okay.
This is good radio right here.
I love it.
Oh, gosh. So it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, speaking.
I'm speaking. Friday morning, my father's speaking, Steve Smotherman Sr.
I love that,
Glenn
dude.
Berteau. Oh, man, he's a G.
Glenn Beck? Glenn Beck's
no.
crazy.
No, Berteau. Glenn Berteau. I was like, Glenn Beck, what are you talking about? That would be kind of legit, though.
I got to keep you on your toes, man.
Dude, there are a ton of speakers at this thing.
Yeah. Jeremy Johnson out of Fearless L.A., we've got Joel Stockstill. He's originally from Healing Place Church in Baton Rouge, but he's now in Dallas. So it's going to be, like, the lineup is legit.
Yeah.
I mean, these are some OGs and some young Gs, you know?
Cool.
And so it's going to be Thursday night, pretty much all day Friday morning sessions, lunch break. We have vendors out there, Chick-fil-A, Pericos, Big John's Barbecue. Have you ever had that? Big John's Barbecue?
No.
He's parks in front of the...
Wait, have we had that at the State Fair? Maybe we have.
Maybe.
Bro, it's like the best barbecue
sandwich in the world. No, you're not allowed to say that.
No. Non-qualitative statement.
So anyway, they're going to all be there. So we'll have food vendors.
Okay.
So, and then we'll have breakout sessions. We're doing like some youth ones and some adult ones.
Gotcha.
We have a businessman from Dallas that has a huge business. He used to be a professional wrestler. He wrestled in WWE under the name Zombie, the Zombie.
Nice.
He got like a couple matches.
Zombie?
Zombie.
No. I thought of the Boogeyman. Remember the Boogeyman?
Oh, yeah. Like that guy was weird with the worms coming out of his mouth.
Creepy, man.
So.
Yeah, the Boogeyman.
Candy worms?
No, real worms.
No, like worms were coming out of his mouth.
He had like no teeth, and they would like slide through his no teeth like gummy.
I love Aaron and the
gummy worms.
Aaron's just laughing. He doesn't know what to do. He's been laughing since you started the traffic.
This is why. This is why you carry. Like, he's with you. Doug.
He makes me feel funny.
He's the laugh track in the background, just cracking up. I love it. That's how we know we're funny. We need to keep you in here just laughing.
He makes you feel good.
It's like Deb Comedy Jam. You need to jump up and just take your shirt off and start jumping around.
Why did you
do that in the front row? And they're like, ah! And you're like, that's the funniest guy I've ever seen in my life. That dude just threw his shirt off because he was laughing so hard.
Dude.
Please do that. Please at some point.
Aaron, I've always wanted a friend to follow me around and pretend like I'm funny. You're here.
Guys, why this do you think is Providence? I hired him for this purpose. I feel like I'm the smartest, funniest person ever.
Oh, man. Aaron, are you going to be at the conference? You're going to be there the whole time. See? Okay, good. See, you can hang out with Aaron. I follow him on Twitter. It's hilarious. He just laughs at everything I do. It's amazing. LOL. Like,
LOL.
Every tweet I do, and right after that, it's like, LOL.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, thanks, man. Thanks,
speaking
man.
Of social media, guys, funny. We're posting this on our Facebook.
Yes!
And we've got a picture that's going to give you all the links to their Instagram, their Twitter, and their Facebook.
Yes.
So you can definitely get involved social media-wise.
Yeah, the I Am Remnant Conference. If you're just joining us, Pastor Stevie in studio hanging out from Legacy Church, and a big event kicks off tomorrow. It's a few days. Now, here's the thing. Normally, when these big old conferences roll through town, it's like, and it's only $120, you know, yep, or something yep, crazy yep, like yep. that. It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I can't
so
go
you're
going to gonna
teach me about financial freedom and it only cost me $200? Thanks for not ripping me off big time. How much is this conference?
It is free.
What?
No what?
Way. It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
I'm dude, putting that
totally,
everywhere.
Totally, totally free.
F-R-E-E. Free.
That's good, man. See, and that's huge. I love it when organizations come together and are able to do something. This is when the body of Christ comes together and partners so that we can make it accessible to people to come out and go, hey, man, we want to be a part of something. We want to do this. And you guys are providing this conference absolutely free at Legacy Church. So
yeah, and Juice TV is going to be out. They're going to be showing it.
Is Omar Epps going to be there? I loved Juice.
No.
What? Tupac won't be there, obviously.
Hey, he's so on. Dumb. Does look, anybody, Aaron's laughing
does
again.
Does anybody remember Juice? Omar Epps? You got the juice now, brother. Hey!
No.
Hey! Boom!
No.
Love it! I'm it's the last dead. Line in the movie because Omar Epps, he gets the gun. Hey. I just ruined it.
Aaron,
all right.
You're testing our friendship. You're testing it.
Omar Epps? No, he was on House.
Just
anyone?
Laugh at me. Watch. Hey.
There's a bunch of other people on House. He was
that's
on
a
House.
Funny. That was.
He was the
you're
dude
not
on
laughing.
House.
God. Now he is. There
now
he
everybody
is.
Needs to get to mystaticradio.com, see the webcam, because Aaron's just in the background, like clapping and laughing at everything. I love it. I love it. That's good.
That's good.
So Juice is going to be there.
Yeah.
Juice TV.
Juice TV. They're yes. going to be filming it. It's going to be on their deal. That's like the youth.
Yeah.
From TBN and whatever, so they're coming. They have a host that's coming out to do some stuff. So
yes.
It'll be pretty cool. It's kind of the start of a whole movement. Starting in January of next year, we're going to like between January and April. I think we're going to 11 different cities across
wow.
the country.
All right.
Doing this, but this is the kickstart.
Okay.
And so it's you know, and with the technology we have at the church
right.
with the lights and the insane stuff going on, it's
yeah.
gonna make it look like. Dang. I mean, we've already got 2,000 people registered
dang,
right
dude.
Now, and so space is limited. But, you know, we figure it's New Mexico, so
right.
everybody's going to walk up
land
at the last,
right.
yeah,
yep.
at the last second. And that's cool, because mm-hmm. Jesus is still going to be there.
Right.
And so he's not last minute, even though we are, right?
Right.
Like, so
right.
it's cool.
Right.
Like, he's already prepared for you to be there. So
yeah.
it's going to be awesome, whether you're 2 or 92. It,
yeah.
It's going to be mind-blowing.
So there you go.
Like you say, yeah. mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. It's going to be incredible. Free. As we mentioned, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're posting a link to the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, everything. You can follow it on social media. The I Am Remnant Conference going down for free starting tomorrow. And a huge shout-out to you, Stevie, and Legacy Church for bringing this to Albuquerque and what you guys are doing. It's incredible.
I mean, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, what can people expect? I know you mentioned some guest speakers. I don't want to kick you out just yet. So,
okay,
what
I'll stay.
Can people? Yeah, what can people expect from this conference?
I mean, you can expect a legit encounter with God. Like, if you're,
cool.
you know, with the speakers that are there, and kind of the heart of it is going to be really like to equip you to like fight the spiritual battle that we're
yeah,
in to
yeah.
legit like say I'm going to win and I can win.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to keep losing to the devil. I don't
right.
have to keep getting my tail whooped. I don't have to keep losing. I can fight and,
right.
and I have tools that God gave me to fight back. So, you know, that's like the heart. The mission is like to inspire people, but then they're going to have legitimate encounters with God. Like Cafe Anderson's coming in to help lead worship and he's phenomenal with our worship. Like it's going to be like if you show up to a service service and don't encounter God, it's because you weren't there.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, you're not going to have a choice.
Right.
Because if not, I might slap you. And then you're going to have to. So, like, for real, it's going to be, you can expect the unexpected, really, because when we do our big events, it's a production. It's a legit, like, you're at a sick whatever. Yeah. I don't know. You know,
it's crazy.
So... That didn't explain it.
Crazy.
But it's going to be awesome, right?
Fire.
Fire. Explosion.
For those who are even old enough, I just think of like old deaf comedy. I'm not even joking because the crowd's like going crazy in the front, you know, and everybody's laughing. And it's like this, but everybody's engaged and it's awesome and it's just like organized chaos. And so it sounds incredible. I love it. And the idea of being the remnant, being the last, because we've been talking about this a lot lately with Static Radio. You know, we went out to LA and it was a very different experience. You know, there's this whole facade of celebrity. And we encountered that when we were out there as we're on the red carpet seeing all these people who just want to be noticed. I mean, it was their mission to be there. There were hundreds of people who were like in this line, if you will, kind of like trying to just get on the red carpet, and they had pieces of paper with their name and what they'd been on so that they could get known. And then in the background, Marilyn Manson's walking by to just go catch another movie at the same movie theater, and he's covering his face because he didn't want the paparazzi to take his picture.
Yeah.
So, like, the true celebrity doesn't want that, and the person who's fighting thinking that that's going to fulfill them, obviously, when you get it, that's not satisfying because that's not what it's about. So, it was amazing. So, the idea of living your faith, living it out, and the idea of being fulfilled, like truly satisfied. It's been this incredible theme on the morning show anyways this week. So
it has.
Yeah.
A lot of discussions about identity.
Yes. Well, and you look a lot at some of the church world, if you will, and there's this like fight in the church world right now to become almost a celebrity, to become popular. And it's like, wait a minute, the Bible I read, I don't know what you changed, but it talks about we're supposed to make God big and us small. John even said he must increase, so I must decrease. So, like, the whole concept of remnant is almost the opposite of the celebrity culture that's trying to creep in the same way. It's not even about who's on the stage. Like, legitimate. Mm-hmm. It's about Jesus. Now, people are going to naturally, because of the society we live in, you're on the stage, you're cool.
Right.
Even though,
I mean, we just talked about these phenomenal speakers that are going to be there. So, obviously, people are drawn to that. People
correct.
Want to, you know. So, it depends upon the heart of the people who are on that stage.
Yep, correct.
If they have that right attitude, God will still use that quote unquote celebrity, because you're right, this culture, they want it. And this person's speaking, well, you bet I'm going to be there then.
Yeah,
and even if their motivation isn't pure or correct at the time, even when we are faithless, God is faithful when we're faithless because he can't deny himself. So he's going to be there, as you said. So if you are there, man, if you're looking for him, if you're seeking him, you will have that encounter. So
honestly, all excuses are removed when you say that something is free.
Right.
Which is why you're hearing about it on this station.
No, it's very true.
It's true.
It is.
There's no legitimate reason now to not go unless some crazy emergency happens.
Right, exactly. Because now, it's like, the economy. Can't afford it.
Can't afford that.
Can't be at your $5
show. I can't afford free
show.
Either.
What?
It's too far.
Yeah.
It's across the river.
Dude,
Ford the river.
Yeah.
Oregon Trail style. Make it
get
happen.
Get some horses.
Okay.
Oh, but they're over the river too, because
they're
in Corrales.
It's amazing, man. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing over there at Legacy and Central. And it depends. I mean, you guys,
Central.
Like,
it's on Central between Coors and Unser.
Coors and Unser, you can't miss it.
Big copper dome.
It's crazy. Like, you can see it from space. It is the pimple on the earth that you see from space.
Yeah, when you're in the plane, it's like, I see the dome. Ah!
Right.
The dome.
So it's amazing. Astronauts, NASA, they're like, there it is. So
there
it's
is.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's where Jesus hangs out
in the dome.
There it is. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for all the details on the I Am Remnant conference. And get there, check it out. And again, it kicks off tomorrow right here in Albuquerque for free. Stevie, thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Amazing. On the way, got some Coldplay. Got some Run River North. Right now, it's One Republic, their latest. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Making you run and feel alright, would feel alright, 'cause we're working.
that show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Let's do the final traffic update.
What?
Ever.
Of the age.
We're done.
We're entering into the age of Aquarius. Doug knows what I'm talking. Doug always knows what I'm talking about, guys. That's why I say Doug so much. Doug, and then he just gives me that beautiful blank stare, and I accept it. I accept it for what it is. There is an accident, and the left lane is blocked. Paseo Del Norte East at 2nd. It's pretty much ruined the drive eastbound on Paseo. Traffic down to 13, 14 miles an hour. And it's backed up all the way to the construction at I-25 in Paseo, which is already a headache. And then we have right lane closed. Construction I-40 West between Unser Boulevard and Nolasco Road. So be on the lookout and pay attention to what you're doing. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. We're just about out of show.
About out of show, but it is Wednesday, and every once in a while when we remember, we do a little thing called What's Going On Wednesday. Yeah.
Hey.
Tell you what else is going on. Batteries.
Matthew, what's going on Wednesday?
Batteries are not.
Matthew.
I can't. I love it.
Matthew, what's going on?
It's
Wednesday.
I love it.
You got a lot of things you want to say.
There's tons.
Don't tell the people what to do.
Let's talk about this. At Paradise Hills Community Center on July 25th, there's a free movie in the park.
That's cool.
That's exciting. Yeah. Can I say the title of the movie?
I guess so.
It's The Hobbit.
What?
Yes. And enjoy the movie and the beautiful outdoors in the park at Paradise Hills Community Center. Yes, are welcome to bring coolers with food, drinks, blankets, and lawn chairs, but no alcohol or glasses allowed. The movie begins at dusk.
Bring it, girl.
There you go. Uh-huh. There's the New Mexico Chili Bike Tour, July 25th through the 26th.
If you're into bikes,
this could be for you.
Getting you hot.
It's a recurrence every Friday, Saturday.
Bicycle.
For more information, you can call 505-933-5667.
This is
new. It's Albuquerque's first signature bicycle experience that takes guests onto the streets of the ABQ to explore the flavorful red and green chilies for which New Mexico is so fondly known, except to stomachs that were born in the East.
Born in the East, you gonna get diarrhea, girl.
Absolutely. And that is fantastic.
What's going on?
We've got a ton of stuff, guys. So much stuff to talk about that I can't even fit it in because we're out of show.
No, I want to sing some more.
I know. That's why I'm...
I feel like this has to be What's Going On Wednesday from now on. You tell everything.
And you sing.
I'm going to...
You sing a quasi-sexual song that makes all of us uncomfortable. Wait.
Oh, beautiful.
Just kidding. I'm not uncomfortable.
That's it for us. We are done.
That's it. That's the end of the show.
We out. Mitch is up next. Middays with Mitch.
Yes.
That girl's going on vacation, y'all.
She's going on vacation.
So here's the deal. Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Don't know.
Enjoy
what
her
you
today.
Got till it's gone.
She's going on vacay.
That's right.
People do that in the summer.
They do, believe it or not.
So, enjoy Middays with Mitch today. Of course, producer Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be kicking it with you starting tomorrow.
Sweet, sweet Doug.
Good
we'll
old
call
Doug.
Them. It's the Mid Dugs with Day.
Yes!
And we're really excited
Mid
about
Dugs,
it.
Mid Dugs starting tomorrow.
Mid Dugs.
Did you learn
a lot today?
Gosh, I learned so much. The I Am Remnant movement coming through Albuquerque starting mañana.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible.
There's literally free written all over that thing. So you can go to our Facebook and check out all the info.
Yes. It is the 75th anniversary of Batman, so you have to look up your local comic shop or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I know DC has been doing stuff all over the world.
All over the
world.
To
celebrate the 75th of Batman.
75th.
So we're going to go celebrate Batman. We are out.
Out of time.
Until tomorrow. Gosh,
This is a quick show today.
Tomorrow's Thursday. That means Theology Thursday, and we'll probably have Clay or Michelle Schroff come in.
We're also going to be interviewing...
somebody cool. Oh, National Geographic
for
Kids.
That's tomorrow! Emily Krieger. She's the writer of National Geographic Kids Myth Busted 2!
Yes, and I've been watching a myth show, and I'm so excited about it. I love Atlantis!
Just when you thought you knew what you knew. That's the title of the book.
Just when you thought you knew what you knew. No, you don't know nothing.
Okay.
New.
National Geographic Kids Myths Busted 2. Tomorrow morning, 7:30 Mountain Time, right here on Team Awesome Morning Party. Super stoked.
Super stoked. It's going to be a jam-packed day of knowledge, fun, and bath salts.
Yeah.
Not the bath salts. That's illegal and dangerous. Don't do it.
Yeah. All right.
That's it.
Okay. We'll see you guys again Monday.
Yes.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Oh, Static Radio!